All right. So now that the dust has settled a little bit, let's go and reflect on that Miles Straw trade. Was it as bad as we initially thought? Did the Astros make a good deal? Let's think about it on this special edition of the Locked On Astros podcast.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. And it seems like an hourly Locked On Astros podcast with a trade deadline. And I know I did a instant reaction earlier, but you can find me on Twitter at Eric Talkstros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. And Brett wanted to get into this Miles Straw talk. So, Brett, where can you find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
So do you always wear naked guys on your shirts or something?
Hey, this is the Altuve rip the jersey off from Breaking Tee. I actually have a Chasmanian Devil shirt that I was going to sport, but I was like, ah, screw it. Tucker's in center field tonight. So I'll save the Chasmanian Devil for the next game and hope that he goes off.
And if you want to get that shirt, you can go to BreakingTee.com/TalkingStros and get your shirt there too. So anyway, let's go ahead and dive into this. I've had some time to reflect on it. And I know initially we were like, okay, well, you're trading away Miles Straw. Is there something next? Now that we know that there's no other trades in the works, was there something in the works that James Click couldn't finalize? I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever know. Maybe there was something for Byron Buxton and it just didn't go through. I don't know if we'll ever know. Maybe we'll find out 2 years from now, like we found out about the Bryce Harper thing. But now all we know is what we know now. And that what we know now is Chaz McCormick is probably going to be your everyday center fielder. And just like I predicted in that instant reaction show, Jake Myers was called up. And I also predicted that you may see Jordan playing some left field and Brantley playing right field and Kyle Tucker playing some center field like we see in tonight's game. So what was your initial reaction? Because I know when I told you at first, you're like, no, you're kidding me.
Yeah, okay. For one, I was at a water park when this happened. So I wasn't paying attention to the deadline, had some family obligations and was getting wrecked by the sun. And then you send me this random text about Miles Straw being traded. And I'm like, hold on, what? And then you were like, well, maybe Byron Buxton is in the works. And I was like, oh, maybe Eric is sources, but you were just speculating. And I thought, wait, why are we trading Miles Straw and who are we trading into? And like, I didn't understand what it was all about because I wasn't engaged like everybody else was, but apparently I was thinking what everybody else was thinking, like WTF, what is going on? Why is this going on about, like, why are we trading away a center fielder? Now he's not Altuve. He's not Brantley. He's not Bregman. Okay. But he has become a big part of this ball club, Eric. And if you're on Instagram a little bit, and you've seen a little bit of Yuli Gurriel or Alex Bregman, you see the interactions that someone like Miles Straw has with the team. My concern after the fact is, A, do you disrupt some team chemistry? And does this kind of upset the clubhouse a little bit? I believe there's enough veterans to kind of get over that stuff, and it's a business, and you move on, and you're adults. But at the same time, when you start jostling with team chemistry and everybody else around you is tooling up, everybody else around you is ramping up, making these big moves, does that have a negative impact that's not foreseen right now, but comes later on down the road? That's my biggest concern. Not that they traded Miles Straw, but what Miles Straw, I think, was in this clubhouse. Because if you watch social media, he's always joking around with the guys. He's got a good – I mean, he's got a great relationship with – him and, like, you know, Alvarez when they were in Corpus together. So a lot of them came up together. So that's the part that bothers me. And I just think Miles Straw really had been earning his time and really had been doing a good job. And you hate to see a great player that's worked really hard to get to where he is to now be on a different team.
Thoughts by Dusty.
All right. Asked if he was upset that the Astros traded Miles Straw, Dusty Baker said, I can't answer that. I don't think that's anybody's business. I'm not the decision maker. Sometimes you have to do what the organization asks. Sometimes you don't have a choice.
Yeah, he didn't sound happy about it. He does not sound happy about it.
And Dusty Baker also on Kyle Tucker playing center field today. It wasn't because that Miles Straw was traded to Cleveland. That's what I was going to do anyway. We hope he could play center field well. I wanted to get Alvarez in the game. We're certainly going to miss Straw. This is some of the sad parts of this game.
Yeah, definitely. And it's going to happen. It's reality. Someone had interacted with me online. I believe it was Ghostros. I don't know the guy's name. Ghostros won. But he said, you know, it's not like we lost, you know, Brantley or whatever. These guys at the end of the day know it's a business. Miles Straw, good for him. He's going to get to spread his wings more. Heck, you know, down in Florida, you know, De La Cruz is starting in right field tonight. So he's getting a chance. Abraham Toro is going to be. So these guys are getting their chances. So for them, it's probably a good thing down the road in their major league career. But still, it's like, okay, Miles Straw, I think for me, it's because he was not on my radar at all to get traded. I don't think he was on yours, or I don't think he was on anybody's.
James Click is not Jeff Luhnow. I think I think a lot of people in Jeff Luhnow's organization or his posse, I think they leaked a lot of information, or Luhnow himself leaked a lot of information, because we knew a lot of what was going on in Luhnow's hood. But with Click, you don't know what's happened. It just comes out of nowhere like that. I mean, you might know some stuff, but we didn't know a lot about that. So here's what Click had to say about Madden. He said that we felt like we needed one more weapon out there in the bullpen to solidify things. I felt that Chaz McCormick had done everything to earn a lot more playing time. He's been exceptionally effective. Jake Myers can bring a lot of athleticism to the team. And Madden's got a lot of swing and miss, a lot of big outs in the bullpen, and showed the ability to pound the zone with stuff that results in a lot of big outs. As I said earlier, his spin rate is exactly what the Astros like. He's in a 91st percentile with his fastball, and he's in that with his curveball spin, 94th percentile. So that's exactly what the Astros look for. Now, his ERA is not sexy at all with the 4.57 ERA, but if you look at his FIP, it's like 313. Where is it? It's 313, which means that he's been a little bit unlucky this year. So if the Astros, if Brent Strom can do anything, he can probably fix him and maybe work a little bit with Yimi Garcia as well to make them become even better pitchers.
No, yeah, definitely. And I think when you look at ERA for a relief pitcher, I'm learning that ERA is not the best stat to look at for a relief pitcher, the FIP and other metrics, and that's why they're there. I know there's a lot, you know, some people say, well, you know, for 100 years, we use the ERA as the measure of a good pitcher. Now, all of a sudden, we're throwing it out. It's not that it's being thrown out. It's that when you're a relief pitcher, you have to take in other factors. You're not starting the game. There are all these factors, the ballpark, who's hitting, where they hit it, what the positions are, all those things. And so I think that's definitely something that, you know, they saw. That's right. They saw that this guy gives them stuff that they want. Now, I want to highlight this comment right here because I think it's a good comment. Chemistry is in question for sure. Winning will cure that. Chaz and Jake need to take advantage of this opportunity. And Eric, if I could just reference the interview I did with Jake Myers at Constellation Field when he was with the Skeeters. Great kid from Nebraska, went to the University of Nebraska, was just a hard worker, grew up around farming community. And so he's all about the grind. He's all about getting better. And he just said he was seeing the ball. He had worked on his swing. Cause I asked him, I was like, you've had this uptick in home runs. What's the difference? And he said, I've made changes. The Astros have really helped me work with my swing. They've got great hitting instructors. And so he was really pleased with his development. And he said, you know, I hope to contribute on this club soon. And of course, he didn't know like a month later, he's getting called up. So who knows? This could be a situation where he really embraces it. Chaz McCormick really should embrace this. And if both of them do, maybe they don't have much of a drop-off. They gain something in power for sure right off the bat.
Well, I think that James Click is definitely betting on Chaz McCormick running with the everyday center field position. So let's talk a little bit about betonline.ag.
Yeah, BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. If you are getting it, if you're into betting, if you're an avid bettor, if you're not like me, you're just kind of novice, go to betonline.ag. They have all the information you need. They have the latest scores, the updates. They have all kinds of props too. You can look at how many pitches someone's going to throw versus how many home runs, who's going to win the home run contest, who's going to win the batting title, who's out of the West is going to win the World Series, all that stuff. So check out betonline.ag. Use your mobile phone or your computer, and when you use the promo code Locked On, you'll get 50% off your first deposit as a welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your sportsbook experts.
I wonder if on his flight to Cleveland, I wonder if Miles Straw has some Built Bars with him.
Hey, you know, Built Bar is a great thing. Even if you've been traded and you're going to Cleveland or you're staying in Houston and you're getting called up, it's the best thing to do. Why? It's a protein bar, A. B, it's wrapped in 100% chocolate, and C, it's good for you. So it's basically a candy bar that's good for you. So why not get Built Bar? Go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCKS15. You'll get 15% off, the same discount Eric and I get. See, I get used to pointing. Eric and I get when there you go. Thank you. I'm having a hard time with that. All right. So I digress. I could never fly a helicopter. Anyways, Built Bar is the best protein bar in the land, hands down. So go to built.com, promo code LOCKED15. Go to builtbar.com.
All right. So I'm looking at Tony's comment. The price was probably too high for Kimbrel and likely Bryant. Chicago gave up for Kimbrel. Yeah, the Astros couldn't have matched that. That was Nick and Mangrel, and I forgot who the other guy was, but yeah, that's a...
They gave up Madrigal or the...
Yeah.
Really?
The second baseman.
See, yeah. See, I didn't even see what
Don't
the pieces
were.
Don't
go to water park on trade day.
Dude, my family's in from Kansas City. What am I supposed to do? Tell them it's a trade deadline?
Anyway, the Astros, what the Astros did was they rebuilt their bullpen and without trading any of their top 30 prospects. So, yeah, it's not the most sexiest picks that you could have got. I think Graveman is a huge upgrade. I think that Yimi Garcia could be a big upgrade. The other two are still up in the air, but they did all these moves without trading any of your top prospects. And yeah. So, yeah.
Look, here's the thing. The Dodgers traded two draft picks, Kaiber Ruiz, who is going to be a stud in this league, and their other guys, their second best prospect, for two rentals, Eric. They didn't do a Max Scherzer extension. Who knows if he signs again in LA? Now, he may, if the whole whatever happens with the whole Bauer thing. Turner may, because Seager's probably gone. But as of right now, it's a rental. You gave up two prospects for hoping and crossing your fingers that you get to keep them coming back. And I saw someone earlier, and I don't know if they were kidding, where they're like, hey, guys, calm down. We're still good. We're not, like, upset or freaking out, or this isn't like 911 that's, you know, burn the house down, everything. I think the Miles Straw thing just strikes us on an odd note, because he is not at all who we've talked about in any trade scenario whatsoever. That's obviously why we're not GMs and they are.
Well, there's a lot of people talking about upgrading his position. Like, there's a lot of people across baseball saying, well, the Astros need to trade for Starlin Marte. But
they never mentioned sending Straw in that type of deal.
What Click did was he used the 40-man roster players. I think Larry, the GM, mentioned that, like, using not the top prospects, the ones with a lot of years control. I know that Straw still has a lot of years control, but I think the Astros saw what they saw in the Miles Straw, and the Indians probably liked Straw, and the Astros apparently were after this guy. So I think they found a match, and they're just like, hey, we like what we see in Chaz McCormick. We want to give this guy Jake Myers a shot. So, I see somebody going back to trust the process. Oh, no, we're not going back to this again.
It's a trust the process. No, but I like what Steve Harden said, and that's why I had that up there. You didn't touch guys like Hunter Brown, yeah. Corey Lee, Pedro Leon. I mean, Pedro Leon's hurt right now, but Siri. I mean, you didn't touch those guys.
And you didn't go over the luxury tax threshold.
That's true.
You did all this. You improved your bullpen. It's a much deeper bullpen. It doesn't have a Craig Kimbrel in it. That would have been a lot better. But the White Sox are that much dangerous with their closers now. It's their bullpen was already great. Their pitching was already great. Now they have Kimbrel.
So let me ask you this: What are the fans' reaction the first time Maton gets in a game and he gives it a home run? Are they going to freak out?
I think it's going to be like this. it doesn't show up that good on air, but
no. But I'm saying, like people are going to lose their, you know what, the second the new relief pitcher or Graveman or any of these guys does something negative, they're like, "See, I told you, you shouldn't have got that guy," and yeah, all that stuff. But we have to trust their analytics department. Analytics is the name of the game. It's not people. It's not like, you know, we really like this guy. You know, he's a good chemistry guy. It's like, hey, these numbers say this, his numbers say that. Let's part with this guy. Let's grab this guy. And that's what it's about. And it is a business.
So the Astros lost Miles Straw, Brian De La Cruz, Austin Pruitt, and Joe Smith. They added, and Abraham Toro. They added Phil Madden, Kendall Graveman, Rafael Montero, and Yimi Garcia. So they did not trade any of their top prospects away. I still think that's pretty impressive. The biggest loss, I think, there could be Brian De La Cruz. So we'll have to see how that turns out. Austin Pruitt, Joe Smith, yada, yada. Miles Straw could be a chemistry breaker.
What is this?
Staying in the ring, bro.
Eric is the numbers guy. What am I, just the face of the operation? Is this the money maker?
Let's go with that. So, so click on the deadline deals. He says, I think the moves we made really shored up our area of our roster that we felt like we needed a little bit of attention. Again, I really feel good about our offense, feel really good about starting pitching, and now I feel really good about our bullpen. So how do you feel about the bullpen, guys? Leave your comments below. What do y'all think about the Astros bullpen? Is it good enough to compete against the White Sox and now the improved Yankees lineup if they make it to the playoffs? And now we have the Rays and the Red Sox, and now we have the super team and the Dodgers.
Yeah, exactly. But what's going to – so let's just flip the script a little bit. What happens when those teams don't make it? They are basically – a boom or bust type of team. If the Dodgers do this and they don't win the World Series, it's an abject failure on its face, because you trade two of your best prospects and you get two massive names who is going to face the Astros. Max Scherzer's first game as a Dodger will face the Astros. Is it a thing of destiny? Is it the stars aligning, the future World Series matchup and what's to come? They get to the World Series and the Astros beat them in six games. Then it's a failure. And the Astros right. look like the smart ones on the block. But let me tell you something. Make no bones about it. This team is going to go for everything they can to win the World Series. Don't think that suddenly they're like, oh, crap, we didn't get any big name. We can't win now. Screw it. They're like, screw the league. Screw the haters. We're going to continue to use it as fuel, and we're going to continue to be the best team in the American League. We're going to continue to be one of the best teams in baseball, and they're not letting up anytime soon. I'm so excited about the game tonight, by the way.
Oh, hey, by the way, I heard that there's a rumor the Astros are about to make a trade for a third baseman. His name is Alex Bregman.
No, Alejandro Bregman.
Oh, okay. All right.
Alejandro sorry. Bregman from Albuquerque.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'm excited about this series, especially to see some of the new guys. I know Yimi and Rafael and Kendall should be ready for tonight's game. So we should be able to see them tonight. We won't be able to see the new guy. I already forgot his name. That's how memorable he is. Phil Madden. So hopefully this guy turns out to be something. But what we've seen with all these guys that Click has gone out to get is spin rate. He seems to really emphasize the spin rate, and I think that we're going to see the Astros go back to digging the spin rate. So we'll be talking about this on Monday, on Sunday's Locked On Astros podcast, and I believe we have a special guest Monday night, right?
Yes, on Monday night, we have Ben Verlander coming back, and we're going to talk more about this. We're going to get his take on it, somewhat of a veteran of baseball himself, and so we'll get to hear what he says. Oh, yeah. I do want to hit on this before we go, because Rayleigh, it was announced, that, and you sent this to me, and I was like, dude, you're just sending me these things to piss me off. Like, why is the league suspending Rayleigh for 3 games? Okay, why is Dusty Baker suspended for one because of something he said?
When somebody gets suspended for throwing at a batter, the manager gets suspended for a game as well.
Okay, so that's standard. But he freaking
threw, I know, it's a breaking pitch. Ball.
It's, I'm like, come on. You know, here's the thing. Scott Service is butthurt. And I'm sorry, I lost a lot of respect for Scott Service in this last series. All he did was whine and complain like a petulant prepubescent teen. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious. He was whining and complaining the entire time. And it's like, get over yourself, dude. And then he gets our guy suspended. And someone's like, suspend him for the whole year. He's terrible. No, Rayleigh's still part of the team. You don't want to lose a relief pitcher to a suspension. A 3-game suspension.
But like that. If you look at my depth chart with all my new relievers, all the Astros new relievers, Rayleigh may not be on that depth chart for too much longer. Depending on what happens with Pedro Baez. And I know Pedro Baez is not really throwing. He's throwing in the 88 to 91. So he may not be overly effective. So we'll have to see what happens. But the Astros bullpen is deeper than you guys think, and it could be a little bit more dominant than you think. So we don't have to rely on the Brandon Belak anymore and the Ralph Garza Juniors. And so we can rely on some actual quality arms. Yes, it did cost you a Miles Straw, a Abraham Toro, who came back and kind of bit you in the butt a little bit. But you're going to have to give up something. And the Astros didn't give up those guys y'all didn't want to give up, which is Pedro Leon and Corey Lee and Hunter Brown, yada, right. Yada. So we'll have
to. I like yada, yada. He's a great Cuban player coming up through the system.
Yeah. So we'll talk about we'll have some more to talk about on Sunday night. We'll kind of reflect the Giants series and maybe have some more reflection on the oh, great Miles Straw trade. So
we're going to end the show with this. Through the storm, we reach the shore. You have it all, but I want more. With or without Straw. That's right. There you go. There's my song. With or without
you
Straw.
Tell me not to sing. And you can sing. Hey, what's up with
that? I can sing because we got 77 people on here, but I'm feeling great, man. This is awesome. Guys, keep subscribing. Keep sharing with your friends. Like I was telling a kid, I was on the tube going down. Someone said something about the Astros. I said, hey, I've got an Astros podcast. You have to check it out. I was like, Locked On Astros. We're your team every day. And I went down the slide. And I put HL Wheelhouse out. They loved it. They were cheering for me. So spreading the gospel of H-Town and Locked On Astros.
Well, the Astros will be out without Dusty Baker tonight. So we'll see if they can handle the pressure. And we'll talk to you on Sunday. Go Stros.